Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, let me just start by reminding us that we are in the 40 days after the resurrection of the Lord. You remember that in the Gospels, after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he spent 40 days and 40 nights going around the disciples, confirming them, reminding them, teaching them the meaning of all that he had told them while he was with them. He was especially trying to tell them that he is the same Lord that had been with them, had been crucified, died, and resurrected again from the dead. Now, the gospel today gives us the first 2 weeks after the resurrection of Jesus. I will just be talking about the first week after Jesus resurrected from the dead. But let me just go and tell you a little story to put us in context of what this first week or the first appearance of Jesus to his disciples really happened to them. Now, there is a story about two little brothers and their parents' huge heirloom plate on the shelf in the living room in their house. These two little brothers had often been told that this heirloom plate was given by their great-grandmother to their grandmother and then to their mother on her wedding day. But one afternoon, these brothers had a pillow fight. Suddenly, the plate came crashing to the floor. The silence that followed was as loud as the crash. Both brothers were running to hide in their bedroom, awaiting the anger and the scolding when their parents would come home. Do you recognize this kind of high-voltage situation in your own life experiences? When something happens and then you go into a closed room or you go into yourself and then await for the outcome. Now, on this first week that Jesus appeared after his resurrection to his apostles, presented this kind of situation. Remember that for 3 years Jesus had been teaching and training his disciples. But when the decisive moment came, Judas betrayed him, Peter denied him 3 times, and they all ran away. Remember how these disciples were called by Jesus to leave everything and to follow him. And the exact opposite happened. They had left all and run away from him. Like the little brothers, they were hiding, according to the gospel reading, in the upper room with doors locked. Imagine the tension when the risen Lord appeared in their midst. Imagine their stress and nervousness as they waited for the sign on how Jesus took it all. Their betrayal, their denial, their running away. But what a totally unexpected surprise. Shalom. Peace be with you. Instead of firing them or scolding them, Jesus sent them in a mission of reconciliation and forgiveness. As the Father has sent me, so I also send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. When you forgive the sins, they are forgiven. When you hold them back, they are held back. Note that Jesus knew very well that this was not an easy mission for his disciples because of so much hurt in their hearts. He was aware that to err is human, but to forgive is divine. That is why Jesus gave them his Holy Spirit to empower them for their mission of peace, reconciliation, and forgiveness. Put in simple terms, Jesus was telling his disciples, I know that by your own power you cannot fulfill this mission that I am giving you. There is too much pain and hurt among you. To forgive that hurt, which you cannot do of your own power, I give you my Spirit to empower you to forgive as I forgive. Take that power and use it, and you will set yourselves free. Refuse to take and use it, and you will continue in yourself, imprisoned by your sin. So this is the gospel message that I would like us to have for this Sunday. Forgiveness. When Jesus first appeared to his disciples, he forgave them their sins. And he told them, forgive one another. And furthermore, he told them, go into the world and forgive, and ask the people to forgive one another. In the same way, we are sent and called to be a people of forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of our most common difficulties and of our most constant challenges. We know that brothers and sisters in the same family have fights, and sometimes they go on for years and they cannot forgive each other. Parents and children hurt one another, and they can find ways to ask for forgiveness or to forgive. Spouses sometimes hurt each other and find it very hard to really forgive. Friends disappear out of our lives because of hurtful word or deed. And co-workers hurt us, and we find it very hard to forgive. But you know, if we don't forgive, then there is no reconciliation and peace. So the burden remains. When we don't forgive, when we retain the sins of another person, we as followers of Christ fail our mission of forgiveness. For Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Jesus is saying, I am sending you on a mission to announce the gospel of forgiveness. Not only to talk about it, but to make forgiveness a part of your everyday life. For it is through forgiveness that the Holy Spirit makes new, restores relationships, and gives us the peace that only Jesus can give. In other words, Jesus is passing on to us the ministry of sharing forgiveness, to deal with others with grace and mercy, even though it's hard work, especially if we feel that we are the people who have been wrong. But this is what happened when there is forgiveness. I'd like to tell you another story, and this time from Ernest Hemingway. And this is a story of a father and his 10-year-old son named Paco, who had a relationship that had become strained to the point of breaking. And when it broke, the son ran away from home. His father, however, began a journey in search of his rebellious son. Finally, in Madrid, in a last desperate effort to find him, the father put an ad in the newspaper, and the ad said, Dear Paco, meet me in front of the newspaper office at noon. All is forgiven. I love you, your father. Can you imagine? The next day at noon, in front of the newspaper office, 800 Pacos showed up. This is what happens when there is forgiveness. Here at the Church of Jesus our Savior, we strive to become a family of reconciliation and forgiveness. We strive to make this as our distinctive mark, reconciliation and forgiveness. We strive above all to live the prayer of St. Francis when he said, Lord, make me an instrument of your reconciliation and peace, your shalom. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, forgiveness, pardon. And we put this into practice in our relationships at home, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, in our communities. So help us, God. Amen.